I mentioned that here we enter into the last 2 weeks of our church year, and so we read a lot about the end times, and our first reading today is actually from the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Maccabees. It's written about the period of time, about 200 or so years before Jesus, right? At that ending time of the Old Covenant, right? At the time when God is about to inaugurate his new covenant in Jesus. So we see in that context what is going on here today. To understand this, we have to go back a little bit to remember that when the Israelites were first given the Holy Land, and they were told by God to, you know, there with Moses at the Exodus, and there they are, ready to enter the Promised Land with Joshua to lead them. And in some accounts, God tells them, now go in and kill everybody that you find there. Wipe them out. And it seems kind of strange. Why would God tell people to go out and seemingly murder people? Well, first of all, God is Lord of all these people, so it's up to God if he wants to command some people to be killed. But why would he ask the Israelites to kill all the people that they find in the Holy Land? Well, I think, although it doesn't tell us exactly, I think a good bet would be that God knew that they could not handle living amongst all these pagan people without themselves being influenced by it. God had spent all this time forming his chosen people to be set apart, to be his special people, to live out their mission. And then he knew that they were probably not strong enough to live amongst all the pagans that were in the Holy Land. Fast forward then several thousand years to our readings today, and we find the ultimate playing out of this sad fate. Because here we find that they're saying, let us go and make alliance with the Gentiles all around us. Since we've separated from them, many evils have come upon us. We see that they were trying to live separate, but they're like, it's just too difficult. We don't like living separate and apart from the Gentiles. It'd be much easier if we were to make an alliance and join with them. It says the proposal was agreeable, and some from among them promptly went to the king, and he authorized them to introduce the way of living of the Gentiles. There we see the final blow of Israel giving up its chosen set-apartness to become just like the people around them. And we see that they did terrible things, building gymnasiums. The word, interesting, gymnasium, comes from the Greek word to be naked, because you would go to the gymnasium and no one would be wearing any clothes. So we see the necessary correlation then is that it's as they covered over the mark of their circumcision. They didn't even want to be seen as Jews anymore when they were naked in the gymnasium, gymnosis, meaning naked in Greek. It says they allied themselves then with the Gentiles and they sold themselves to wrongdoing. Now, interesting. What is going on here with the king? The king says, the king wrote to the whole kingdom that all should be one people, each abandoning his particular customs. Isn't that what we hear a lot today? If everyone would just agree to the idea of tolerance, if we would all just kind of abandon all these strongly held religious notions that we had, couldn't we all be one then? After all, isn't it all this religion that creates so much division in the world? Or so the story goes. This is what the king of the Gentiles and the leaders of the Jewish people are essentially saying. You know what? Our religion, it gets in the way. We could all be just one people and we'd all just get along if we could just get rid of this ridiculous religious stuff. And so that's what they do. They said, we'll agree not to be Jewish so much anymore for the sake of unity amongst all the people. And so they abandoned their particular customs. The Gentiles conformed to the command of the king, and many of the children of Israel were in favor. It says they sacrificed to idols and profaned the Sabbath. So notice what happens. None of the pagan people started to accept the Jewish faith. Rather, all the Jews gave up their faith and conformed to the secular opinions of society. Why is this in here today? Well, yes, it's the end of the story of the Old Testament, so to speak, the precursor to the coming of Jesus, but it's also a little bit of where we find ourselves today, too. How often do we find the pressure put upon us to abandon the strong practices of our faith? And this is all done in the name of tolerance or unity. After all, couldn't we all just get along much better if no one would hold to these ridiculous notions of morality and right and wrong and everyone claiming to know truth? Can't we all just claim that there really isn't truth and I'll agree to have my truth and you have yours? What we call relativism, moral relativism. It seems like that is the greatest pressure we have today, to give up our specialness, our chosenness by God, to ultimately abandon truth in the name of tolerance and acceptance, and as the Gentile king put it, for the sake of being one and getting along. The devil always gets in there and tries to take something that is good and true and beautiful and twist it a little bit. So is it good to be one and united? Yeah, sure. But are we going to find that oneness and that unity by abandoning truth, by abandoning God, by abandoning our faith? No. All we're going to get is misery and ultimately more division, dissension, and in the end, the loss of heaven, the one thing that all that unity points us to. So in the midst of this life, then, we realize our context. We too are living in the end times. Will we give in to these calls for a false unity, tolerance, to have the attitude of anything goes for a false sense of getting along or unity? Or will we rather stand up as it finishes our reading today by saying, many in Israel were determined and resolved in their hearts not to eat anything unclean. They preferred to die rather than to be defiled with unclean food or to profane the holy covenant. Then it says very matter-of-factly, and they did die. Are we willing to do likewise in our own context, in our own modern situation, at the end of our day?